So maybe I want to ask you first, how would like to define who you are for audience maybe first time listening to you? How would like to define yourself?
我们公司的话，其实是那个16年成立。我最早的话，其实最早从很小的时候就开始做一些机电啊、机器人项目。所以说，我们公司的定义一直是希望用新的技术，然后挖掘和解决一些新的人的一些新的需求啊之类的事情。机器人是我们目前做的一个方向，就是我们是希望用新的机器人技术来让机器人真正走进像科幻片一样走进大众的生活。
Our CEO has started developed things ever since he's very young, and our company has opened in 2016, I believe, and there we continue to provide products, robotic products, to our customers. Our ambition is to use our products to really change the world.
So maybe I would like to go for your story. I think when you started your first X-Dog robot when as a studies, and then maybe before going being employee and quit, I think it's interesting the design, how you get the idea to start in designing X-Dog. What other challenges did you have at the beginning to design X-Dog robot initially?
XDog 的话是我在那个硕士期间做的，要不一起
I started to develop the XDog ever since I was doing research at university.
这个机器人的话，其实最早我其实从小的时候就开始玩一些机器人啊设备，但是当时我发现像国外的一些公司在做的主式机器人都是非常贵以及非常大的。所以说，而且成本非常高，没有那个没有没办法直接商用或者有价值的事情。
I found that the black robots provided by foreign companies are usually expensive and not ready for commercialize. So I embarked on a journey to design the XDog to really realize my mission.
然后 XDog 这个方案当时想到的时候，我是希望用电机技术，然后来实现一个小型化的机器人，而且是低成本的。这样的话，就是有可能真正走进生活，帮人们解决一些问题啊。
I chose to use electric motors because it's less expensive and can really solve people's daily issues.
然后当时遇到的挑战是，就是因为我当时是只有我一个人做了这个 XDog，所以说里面的机械啊、电子啊、控制算法，我一个人做起来，说还是花了很多时间在里面把问题解决好。这个是当时遇到的最大的挑战吧，就是人只有我一个人，有很多问题需要去解决。
The most challenging part for me at that time is that I was alone at that time. I was responsible for designing hardwares, connecting softwares, or all the things. So I thought that was the most challenging part.
Very, very inspiring. Maybe I want to ask you, Chen Chag, when you worked in DJI, what is maybe the relation between the X-Dog you design? I mean, in your mind, before going to start your own company, what led you to join and then quit? And were you scared that you start alone and it's challenging?
因为我当时做了 X-Dog 这个机器人以后，其实是要毕业了，然后去工作嘛。机器人技术其实是一个很通用的技术。然后大疆的里面，我当时进去是做无人机云台的。它其实也是一个机器人技术，所以说我是可以直接比较方便的去他们公司工作，而且大疆是一个比较好的机器人公司，所以我就去了。后来的话，就是在那不，你先走。
I joined the DJI company because the robotic technologies are very general. So I thought that my skills at designing robotic dogs can be transferred to provide the products for DJI.
然后后来的话，因为我当时在毕业的时候做的 Xdog 的视频在放到了 YouTube 这样的国网站上，然后在我在大疆工作一两个月以后，有国内外的媒体帮我报道了一下，当时有人愿意买我的机器人，有人愿意投资，后来就辞职出来创业了。
So the video about my Xdog was going viral on YouTube. So there are investors or there are purchasers who want to buy my dog or invest in producing the dogs. So I quit the job and started this company.
Amazing. So maybe I'll ask you, Xincheng, in general, what are the main challenges of robotics today? When you mentioned at the beginning, it's challenging. Most foreign companies maybe don't open their hardware and it's challenging. But from your experience to build Xdog and then now you have Unit 3, A1, and what are the main challenges in robotics when you look to in general, from your view? What are the main challenges in robotics from your view?
目前在机器人领域，我觉得我们公司在硬件这块其实目前做的比较好了，但是我们目前还是希望机器人的通用性会更好一点，但是这部分的话可能要需要更大的代码以及更好的像 AI 算法这样的算法来整合它的一些更有用的一些功能的实用性。
Well, I think that the hardware part of our robots are doing okay right now. But I still wish to improve our software part and also incorporate many different AI algorithms into our products to make it better.
Great. So I want to go for the design. When you go from 2016 till today, every time you upgrade the design, what the most important thing that you noticed when you try to change? It is the hardware, something in the software. What's something you change every year in the robot you design in Unit 3?
我们公司的目标的话一直是希望机器人能真正走进生活，然后解决生活中的一些问题，所以这部分的话我们一直是希望降低整个机器人的成本，提高它的性能和可靠性，以及提高它的功能，这是我们一直在过去几年一直在做的事情。
We as a company wish that our products can go to the everyday life of general people. So we strive to reduce the costs of our robots to make it more cost efficient so that our customer can afford it and improve reliability.
It is other aspect in the design, you think mechanical, hardware, motors. What are the other changes do you think more important for Unit 3, the changes in the hardware?
我们目前比较大的改变的话，最近几年其实是电机这块我们做的还是比较成熟的，最大改变目前是在每年对感知这块的提升会更多，就是更好的视觉感知啊，还有激光雷达啊这个方面。
The hardware part about motors, we have reached a relatively mature stage. So the improvement is mostly about the sensors, like the environment sensors or laser sensors, etc.
我们现在在开发，我们前几年开发了自己的那个深度相机，现在正在开发比较好的新颖的激光雷达传感器。
We have developed the depth camera, and now we are developing 3D laser sensor.
Maybe I want to ask you, Xincheng, about the price, because I think in robotics we speak about the price is expensive of the robots. And I'm curious how you managed to have this robot, for example, $2,000 and still really, yeah, interestingly moving. And I think it's very impressive how you managed to design robots efficient and low cost how you bring these together, the low cost and the design to be efficient design?
这个的话主要是通过优化结构的设计，就是各种的结构的简化，以及把它的生产工艺更加优化，这样的话就是在生产制造的时候更加容易，然后它的可靠性性能也会更多测试来完善吧。
We continue to improve our mechanical structure and the production procedure so that we can lower the price and make our robot more reliable.
Mm-hmm. And what is still challenging for you, Shen Cheng? What's still the main challenges? Very hard challenges you still face?
我们现在一直在提高，刚才有提到我们一直在提高我们的机器人的感知。这部分我们其实目前还在做得更好，目前其实还没有做到我们认为的足够好吧，我们还在提升，以及目前机器人的话其实还没有达到我们能更多的解决人的发挥它的价值，就帮人解决问题，这部分我们一直在提升嘛，这个还远没有做到比较好，就无论是硬件上、软件上还有功能上，我们还一直在提升吧。
We strive to improve our sensory technology because I think up to now that this part is far from satisfactory. So we need to improve it so that our robots can really be embedded into the everyday life of our friends, our families.
Can you give example about the sensor? What actually looking for?To be more satisfying, what that thing? Can you give example, Shen Cheng, about the sensor? What do you envision to be changed in the sensor?
是这样的，我刚才有提到，我们正在开发自己的 3D 雷达。这个雷达的话，目前发展方向就是原本的机器人都是需要很多的视觉传感器、很高的 CPU 性能才能实现这功能，而我们是直接用一个单个的超广视角的一个低成本的激光雷达，就希望把整个比如说一个机器人只要带一个传感器感知就可以把定位啊、导航、避障全给实现了，而且成本比较低。
Usually nowadays when we talk about SLAM, whether it be 2D SLAM or 3D SLAM, it depends on complicated sensors which are really expensive. So we intended to design a 3D laser sensor that can achieve most part of these functions at a really low cost.
这样，而且算法的要求比较低，就是只要用比较低成本的 CPU 就可以跑起来。
It also it reduced the requirement of CPU because it's not it's easier to calculate.So it also lowered the prices of our product.
Maybe I have one question I think from the audience I will ask you. You had the opportunity to work with many great engineers and computer scientists. What is one skill you find important that most of them don't put enough effort to master? Did you get the question?
我感觉对我来说，我这个人从小就是对细节还有对技术还是非常有追求的，比如说一些新技术，一些高端的技术，还有对它的兴趣是比较大的，所以说对我来说就是把朝着我努力的目标，然后把技术做好，细心的把技术做好，把产品做好，然后顺带的把公司做好。
For me, I'm the person who is really interested in cutting edge technologies, and also I'm interested in details. So I strive to make good products, and but meanwhile, make our company better.
Maybe quick question for Shen Cheng. Do you think it's when you try to think about the solution and in unit 3 for example finding problems to solve, do you afraid sometimes this solution could be risky or some people couldn't understand what you're doing? Are you afraid sometimes that it's risky and maybe many people maybe can't understand what you're doing to solve the problem?
这个还是有的，但是我们目前的话，就像我当初最早出来创业，也是因为已经有客户想我们买我们产品了，后来我就出来创业了。我们现在每年做的产品也是基于我们过去几年获得的一些市场的反馈才循序渐进往前做的，所以我们做的产品其实是那个也不会做说一下子就是完全没有任何的依据就做一个全新的产品出来，也不会这样做，所以目前相对来说风险还是可控的。
So our decision is based on the feedback of our sales teams. So before I started this company, there were people who were willing to buy robotic dogs. So later when we design the new products, we also listen to our sales team. They give us feedback so that our decisions are really based on these feedbacks. So the risks are manageable, I think.
So I'm asking about this question from the audience. Why did you focus only on the dog robot design? Why didn't choose, for example, humanoid robot or other biomimetic robots?
就是 GQ 狗这个 Xdog 其实最早是那个我在硕士期间有机会做的嘛，所以说那个时候其实是是一个方向性的东西，因为双足机器人目前来说技术的难度太大，而且短期内没办法商用化，所以我们就不做双足了，我们说做足式，因为足式机器人目前来说它的灵活性啊，它的技术成熟度相对比较高，所以说是可以做市场化以及能获得那个商业价值啊这个事情。
So one thing that I developed the Xdog during my times at university. Also, I think for biped robot, it is really difficult to commercialize. So up to now, we really focused on quadruped robots because it's relatively mature and can produce products in mass production.
Great. Maybe a few questions left for Shencheng. The first one about the competition. How do you see the competition, Unitree versus other companies working in designing robot like a dog, for example, here? How do you see the competition here?
我们目前由于我们公司其实做电驱动的四足机器人其实很早，就是我当时学校做的 Xdog 那款机器人是2015年就公布了。然后我们公司2016年成立，在全球范围内做这块市场化，其实我们差不多是最早的，所以说我们目前在全球范围内的其实竞争优势还是比较明显，我们技术啊，我们市场的优先性，我们产品价值这块还是相对来说全球还是比较领先。
Because we started early, in 2015, the Xdog was designed.So the company was founded on 2016. So we have more time to really mature our products. So I think we have an advantage over other companies in this area.
据我们所知，我们过去几年应该是在全球范围内同类型的公司里面出货量最多的公司。
As far as I know that we was the...We are the company who produced more robotic dogs than any other companies in the world. Yes. Robotic dogs.
Great. Maybe I want to ask about the customer feedback and also what are the other changes you would like to make in Unity robots here? You mentioned sensing, for example, but what other features?Maybe the customer asked it, maybe a research group or customers told you, look, Shencheng, we would love to change this part or would love this feature in the Unitree A1. Did you receive any feedback like this? What need to be changed? What kind of feature need to be added to the robot from the customer or research labs?
我们后面会在人机交互，就是包括语音还有一些人的动作的交互上面会做得更好吧，基于我们更升级的一些感知传感器还有一些视觉传感器啊这类事情， 然后希望它再有一些另外的话，就是希望它有更多的实用功能，帮忙解决无论是巡检啊，或者比如说消防领域的一些应用啊这类事情。
So we want to improve the human machine interface and then improve the functionalities and the sensory sensors so that it can really help people and extend our areas to achieve functions for firefighters or just scouting. Around it, so the different areas. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So, few questions. If someone would like to start designing, for example, robots like Dog or in general robotics to start, what advice you give to students or someone would like to start building a robot, especially when you start X-Dog, maybe someone would like to start something similar. Or what kind of advice or thing you can tell them since it was lonely and hard to do everything, the hardware and software? What advice you can give, Shengsheng?
Yeah. 就是其实主要还是兴趣，自己的热爱，即对技术的热爱，对自己所做的事情的相信吧，就是朝着自己相信的方向，然后花时间在自己热爱的事情上，这个其实是很容易，相对来说比较容易做出比较好的作品的。
I believe the interest and the motivation are the crucial part. So if you believe in something, I believe you can really progress to make good products that shine.
Great. Maybe on task, Shengsheng, what makes you stay up late? I mean, is thinking about the company and the robots and how to improve them. What that thing that makes you, yeah, stay up late or thinking a lot in your mind?
这肯定会有的。现在比如说，无论产品，比如说遇到了在开研发的时候遇到了一些问题还没有解决，还有如果公司的比如说遇到了比较大的一些外部的可能或者比如说那个。我们面对了比较大的一个产品的竞争压力，这样的事情都会有一些压力啊这类事情。
Every day we are facing the pressures from development, also our competitors. So these pressures can really make me sleepless during the night, and I'm.Really thinking about how to improve products.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So maybe I want to ask Shengsheng, is there something you would love to change maybe in what you've been doing so far in Unitree? Something you'd like to change in the design?
我们公司这块的话，其实是过去我们公司人多了嘛，但是管理没有跟上，导致有一些就是管理上没有做好这块的话，我们是在未来是希望能做的在管理上做的更好，这样的话大家更开心更快乐的在我们公司工作，然后做出更好的产品。
So our company is growing every day, so in the meanwhile the management was not perfect, so I wish to improve our management so that everyone can be happier andreally focus on designing things that really change the life.
So there's two questions. The first one about the problem. The way to think about solution for problem. How do you think about the solution for problems? And how you find the real problems that Unitree as a company can solve for our life in a daily basis?There's some example, but how do you think it for you when you try to think about the problem and how to find solution?
确实在生活中或者工作上发现问题其实比解决问题还是要更重要一步吧，因为只有发现了问题才能进一步解决问题。但是这点的话其实对我来说可能还好一点，因为我从小是一个比较细致或者说有点敏感的人，所以说对公司内部的事和对 人的心理的感受，我其实还是比较敏锐的发现的，包括一些在技术上的一些方向性啊，或者社会上的一些事件，我其实天生还是比较敏锐一些。
For my part, I am a sensitive person, both at the technology part or also the psychological part. So I can find the thinkings of people, also the details of our products. Based on these things, I can make right decisions.
Great. And what is your future? I mean, what's your vision about the future of Unitree when you think about these robots? How you think about the future or the vision of this company in the future? What do you think about?
我们公司名字叫Unitree， 就叫玉树嘛，是希望原本的意思就是科技树，就是帮人类点科技树的意思。我们还是希望目前阶段，我们还是希望通过机器人技术让机器人真正非常有用，走进大众的生活，这是我们目前做的。但是未来的话，我们可能要拓展除机器人领域别的一些领域的产品，能更大的发挥我们的价值，来用科技改变世界吧。
So, you know, our company is named Unitree. It stands for we wish to light the technology tree, and lighting again, you know. Now we are focusing on robotic products, but in the future we are extending our areas to the other kinds of technology products to really change people's life.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Maybe I would like to ask if Shansheng has an advice. Someone would like to start maybe a company in robotics or to do something. What advice you can give here, Shansheng? Someone would like to start something.
这个还是建议，就是产品还是要有新颖性以及有市场的，就最好是能基本确定这个产品是有受众，有人愿意买你这个产品的时候，再去开公司以及进一步完善产品，不要过于冲动的去开下公司。
I believe that if you wish to start a company, that you need to make sure that your desired product will have customers. So just don't rush to build start a company without the idea of a product.
That's good advice. Yeah, I don't know if you have any final words you would like to say for people listening in the robotics community. Do you have any final words like to say? Final words.
我本人是从小是比较喜欢科技和希望，一直是从小希望做科技产品来变革世界，像乔布斯一样的人吧。所以我现在我们公司以及希望未来我们一直是往这个方向努力，成为一家伟大的公司，做出伟大的产品来给大家做有更有价值的事情。
I'm a big fan of Jobs, so I really wish to design good products for our customers and to really change something in our daily life.
Again, thank you, Shansheng, for time. It was really a great pleasure to have you and really inspiring what you do. Thanks so much. Thank you.